Blog Talk Radio.
Pleasant words are just like the honeycomb. Pleasant words are sweet to your soul. Pleasant words are health to your body. Pleasant words, God's words will make you whole.
Morning, everyone. This is Kate Price, your host of Pleasant Words, coming back to you in the new year. Father, we bless you today. We thank you for the new year. It's full of new promise, new victory, new overcoming, and overwhelming abundance. Thank you for your goodness, which you have laid up before us. It's weighty, it's heavy. It's myriads upon myriads. You've got so much goodness stored up for us right here and right now that it's a job for us to just believe it and take it all in, right? Thank you for the goodness that you've laid up for us. Thank you, Father. It's weighty. It's heavy. It's exceeding more than enough. It's abounding. Myriads upon myriads of goodness right here, right now. Oh, God, how great is your goodness which you have laid up for those who worship you, respect you, fear you, which that's what fear means, right? Which you have prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men. Right here, right now, you have goodness more than enough laid up for us right now in the presence of the sons of men. In the day that we live in, you've prepared all these good things for us in this day that we live. And I thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Now that's the word of the Lord to you today, that he has prepared good things, weighty things, way more than enough, mega good things for you right now. So, go ahead and be a partaker. Go ahead and be a receiver this year of all the good that he's laid up for you. How are you going to be a partaker and a receiver this year? Step up your faith. Step up your goals. Have vision for your life. How do you step up your goals and visions? Well, you find one of these people who know what they're talking about on goals, and don't just set them and set them in a corner like you have done in the past, set unrealistic goals. Find out where you're at, what God's tuning of you is, and make those kinds of goals. Make your goals achievable. However, expect the supernatural, because everything that God's going to show you that you're to do in your life, you're going to need his help to do it. But I'll tell you what, forget the achievable thing. Because generally when we look at goals being achievable, we look at us being able to do them. What he's called you to do, you're not going to be able to do on your own power and strength. So get out there and ask him for something big. Be bold and ask him for something way bigger than you've ever thought possible, than you've ever dreamed. Start to dream bigger, because this goodness that he's got laid up for you is myriads upon myriads right here and right now, not later. This goodness that he has laid up for you is heavy, weighty, more than enough. So let's begin to look at some scriptures to build your faith to receive, to ask for, and to receive bigger things from the Lord. Here's one thing that will help you in your receiving those big things that, you know what, you wouldn't be much of a king, you wouldn't be much of a father if you didn't want to give big, good gifts to your kids. Remember he said, if I didn't withhold my own son from you, I'm not going to withhold anything else from you. All things are yours. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's look at John 8:31. Jesus said to the Jews that believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free." I want to focus on if you continue in my word. If you stop being a quitter, if you make a goal and you have a vision and you focus in on it, then focus in on my word, then you're my disciple, and then you'll experience freedom. God's love and his goodness is expanding. It can't be myriads upon myriads if it's not expanding. You know, if you didn't take advantage of his goodness yesterday, it didn't go away. It's still waiting for you. In fact, there's more today than there was yesterday, because that's just the kind of guy he is. Can you believe that? It's so. Because you can't have goodness stored up right here and right now for the sons of men, right here, right now, unless you've got it abundant, overflowing, mega, upon myriads. In other words, you can't have myriads upon myriads unless it's growing. Oh, think about it. Most people think, I missed that opportunity. Gone forever. There'll never be another one. No, there'll be a better one. Glory to God. Father, we receive. We make it our goal to be a receiver of all your goodness this year. All your goodness. Your goodness is limitless. It's ever expanding. It's never ending. It's limitless. It's everlasting. And we choose to receive your goodness this year. Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. Until now, you haven't asked anything in my name, but ask in my name and you will receive, that your joy may be full. He wants you to ask him for big things because it makes you happy. It's going to make him happy too, because there's no father that's a good father that doesn't enjoy his children asking him for big things, knowing that he's capable of doing so. So this is the word of the Lord for you this year. Ask me big things. Trust me for big things. Ask me for big things. Know that I'm able to do it. Increase your faith. Expand your borders. And ask me with boldness. See yourself doing the things that you've never done before. See yourself being, having, receiving what you've not been able to receive before. And more than that, because I said his goodness is expanding, it's growing, it's myriads upon myriads. Can't be myriads upon myriads if it's not expanding and growing. His goodness for you right here and right now in the presence of the sons of men. Right here is where we're at in the presence of the sons of men. Right here on the planet, right now. Let's look at Luke 12:32. And it says, "Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." It's his good pleasure to heal you. It's his good pleasure to prosper you. It's his good pleasure to save you, which means bring you peace, well-being, health, healing, wholeness, deliverance. It's his good pleasure to do that. It's his good pleasure to give you big things. It's his good pleasure. He's a good father. And it brings him great joy. It says, it brings him pleasure. You want to give your father pleasure? Ask him for big things this year. You want to give him great joy? Ask him for big things this year. Believe him for more than you've ever believed him for. Increase your faith. Expand your inside capacity to receive from him. Have goals, goals that he can accomplish that depend upon the supernatural. Have vision, seeing yourself going out there and doing and being what you sense that he's called you to do. what you have desired in your heart, for he will fulfill the desire of your heart. His grace for you is strong, and it doesn't end. It doesn't end. Remember the story of the prodigal son. How the two sons got their inheritance because the younger one wanted to take off and he wanted his share. And then he went off and, you know, spent it all, wild living. Ended up feeding pigs, remember? But then he said, oh, I'll go back home and work for my dad. At least I'll have something to eat there. And when he was a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion and ran to him. This is the God that we have, a God that runs to us, sees us from afar and runs to us, and then puts the robe upon our back and the ring on our finger and the shoes on our feet, the good stuff, the rich stuff, and then kills the fatted lamb for us. Now the other older brother was mad about it because, you know, hey, you haven't celebrated me. You haven't done all that for me. And the father says, you're always with me and everything I have is yours. Everything I have is yours. Everything is yours. Everything. See, this is a type of our Heavenly Father. Everything I have is yours. All you have to do but is to ask. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Your wildest dreams are sitting, waiting for you to receive. Ask big. Trust God in delighting in giving it to you and have it. Nothing is too big for God. It doesn't weigh him down. It doesn't bother him. It, in fact, is a compliment to him that you want to ask these big things of him. He takes pleasure in taking care of you and in pouring out his goodness, his myriads upon myriads, on your life. So draw to him. Draw near to him in faith. Draw out his abundance. Draw out his strength. Draw from his favor for you, his grace from you. Draw it out this year by faith. See it in your vision. Speak it out. Set your vision on paper that you may run with it. Set your vision on paper this year. Your goal. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 3:21. 3:21 and 22. What is the word of the Lord to you this year? Ask me for big things, for I have myriads upon myriads of goodness stored up for you. He favors you. He loves you. He wants to give you and show out all his goodness for you this year. 21 says, 3:21. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. All things are yours. All are yours. Remember, he said, I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. All things are yours. Is anything accepted? Is anything left out of all things are yours? No. You find it in the will of God. You find it in the word of God. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours as a child of God. Let's look at Matthew 7:7-8. What are you going to do this year? You're going to ask him for big things, mighty things, great things. Matthew 7:7-8 says, and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Everyone that asks receives. He that seeks finds. To him that knocks it shall be opened. Let's look at 2 Peter 1:3-4. 2 Peter 1:3-4. According to his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Through the knowledge, how do we get these all things that pertain to life and godliness? Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Through the knowledge of him. whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. We're going to partake of all things by knowing how good he is, knowing him, and then trusting in his great and precious. That's how we're going to partake of the divine nature. To become a partaker by trusting in his goodness, in his promises, that what he has said he means. That if God be for you, certainly who could be against you? You're going to trust in his goodness, in his good word, and then you're going to see all things being made manifest to you. All things. Nothing is too big for you to ask for. Nothing is too big for you to expect to receive. Set your faith on big things for this year, and you'll receive big things this year. Now, this is a current word. This is not a word that the Lord gave us for years gone by. This is a word that the Lord is giving us for today. For today. Because in this move of God, the glory of God being made manifest, his goodness, his presence, and his power, that is his desire, is to show you his glory, his goodness. And if you're going to receive that, you're going to trust and put faith in his glory, in his goodness, in his presence, in his power. You're going to know him in his presence. So take time to wait upon him today. Be bound up together with him, trusting in him, worshiping him, and see these requests that you have made of him that are big, that are beyond what you've considered impossible. They're beyond it. And trust in the myriads upon myriads of goodness that the Lord has for you. Let's read that again before we go. This goodness of his that is stored up for us in the presence of men. Oh, how great, more than enough is what great means, is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, who worship you, who respect you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, right here, right now, in the presence of the sons of men. Great means heavy, weighty, exceeding, more than enough, abounding, mega, myriads upon myriads. His goodness is who he is and all of what he has. He has stored up for you all that he has and all that he is. It's extreme. It's abundant. It's overflowing. But this goodness is for you. And this goodness is released through faith. Being fully convinced and trusting in him, trusting and expecting his word to be carried out and performed in your life. Right here, right now, upon the earth. Yeah. He wants to manifest his goodness in your life so that you, not just you, experience joy and he experienced joy and given to you, but that those around you can experience joy as well and know that he's a good God, a healing God, a loving God, a personal God. He's to be known. He wants his testimony of his goodness to be known among the people so they can receive his goodness and expect his goodness. Praise him. Thank him for his goodness right now. Receive his goodness. It's already been prepared for you. It's already yours. All things are yours. Well, this is Kate Price signing off today. And I bless you today as the Lord blesses you, as Abraham blessed his children with goodness. I bless you to know his goodness and his big, big, big gifts this year. In Jesus' name, amen.